Hi, this is Susanna Mars, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am with Fuchsia Lin right now, a wonderful artist who I've known for a long time, actually. Met you back at Portland Center Stage.
Yes.
Was it about 8 years ago?
I believe so.
Yeah. And ever since then, we just kind of have followed each other, seen each other in various locations. Right now, she's working at Portland Opera, and so I recently saw her when I was working there, and we just, I don't know, cross paths at lots of different institutions here in Portland.
Yes, it's always a delight to run into you, Susanna.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for having me here to speak about my film, Crystals of Transformation.
Well, Crystals of Transformation is a film that is going to be a part of the Contact Dance Festival by BodyVox, which opens next weekend.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about the festival. It sounds really interesting.
Yes, so Contact Dance Film Festival is presented by BodyVox and Northwest Film Center. And there's a selection of films chosen for the program. My film will be part of the program that is a selection of short dance films from all over the world, curated by BodyVox artistic director Jamie Hampton.
Right, and now I noticed when I watched the preview online that there's a dancer, Andrea Parson, who's
yes.
from Northwest Dance Project.
Yes. I collaborated with Andrea Parson for this film, and it was an honor to be able to work with her and make this film together.
So she choreographed the piece and also danced in the piece?
Yes, we worked closely together to create the choreography because I'm approaching this dance film from a different direction in that I created the costume first. And the costume is very sculptural, and it really directs the dancer and the choreographer in the movement.
When I watched the preview, I noticed that, and I thought, that's really interesting. I mean, clothing really does give a structure to a dance because there are certain things you can do and certain things you can't, depending
yes.
on what the garment can and cannot do.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and this water crystal costume, which is inspired by photographs of a water researcher, Dr. Yamamoto, who's the inspiration for this project, which I'll get into more.
Mm-hmm.
So they're inspired by his photographs, and so they have the shoulders are very pronounced, and there's a very angular headpiece, and so, you know, it really wants to create this interesting movement.
It's interesting because I notice it looks very molecular.
That's great.
And I love that.
That's what I was trying to achieve.
Well, when I was watching the preview and we were talking just a minute ago about the fact that the material that you used is all natural and dyed in a sustainable way. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, so Crystals of Transformation is an environmental film about water. There's different layers of how water plays into this film. One of the layers is the environmental element, and so that I'm very interested in the environment and creating sustainable art, utilizing techniques that, you know, will have low impact. And so the the dyes were made from plant materials, and I don't use glues in my work, so it's all hand sewn and handmade.
So when you say that they're plant dyes, do you create them yourself?
I do not. I work with a natural dyer to create the color.
And that's here in Portland?
It's not in Portland, no. Actually, I've had to work with dyers from different places. It's been a journey in finding the right people to work with.
And that must be challenging in that you send the fabric to them, they dye it, they send it back, and then you have to look at it and discuss further about whether you want changes, or how does that work?
Yeah, it does work like that, but it's part of creating art, I feel, you know, we have, we're, it's a small world, and so, you know, we're connected via mail, internet, and so it's, you know, sometimes it's almost easier to be able to work like that because you just get the samples in the mail and you look at it, and
it's like texting but making art.
Yeah. So far, it's worked out.
So, how did you get inspired by Dr. Emoto?
I've always been drawn to water, and I'm a water lover. And I was introduced to Dr. Emoto's work many years ago when it was in the film What the Bleep Do We Know.
I thought that was familiar. I thought, I think that's probably the same person.
Yes. I thought his work was very fascinating, and I borrowed his books from the library and began reading his books, and I thought they were really inspiring and positive, and I was just really drawn to it, being a water person.
Is he aware of this work? I'm curious.
Dr. Emoto is no longer with us, and so it's important for me to be able to continue sharing his message.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was pretty recent, like a year ago.
That's interesting. Does he have any children or any relatives still with us that might be interested?
He does, and his office, well, he worked with a close group of people, and I know they're still working and traveling all over the world to continue sharing his message.
That's fascinating. It's so interesting, especially with the work he did, that his message continues on through so many people who touched your project, you know, and people who will see the film. And
yes, yeah. A lot of times I'll start talking to someone about my film and talk about my inspiration, and they'll say, yeah, I know his work. I've seen the photographs of his water crystals.
So can you describe to the listeners who don't know What the Bleep Do We Know or Dr. Emoto's work, what his theories are about water and how water is impacted by humans and vice versa?
Yeah, so Dr. Emoto was a water researcher, advocate, and author, and he made the discovery of the influence of positive and negative thought emotions on water's molecular structure. He began by doing experiments by placing water in small bottles with words written like love, family, peace, as well as negative words on the water bottles. And after having the water in these bottles, he would freeze them and photograph the water molecules. And he found that the water molecules that were exposed to the positive environments created beautiful crystals, and the water that was exposed to the negative thought emotions became deformed structures. And he also collected water samples from all different kinds of natural water sources. So there are water from beautiful springs in his country to polluted sources, and also photographed those water samples and saw the difference in their molecular structures.
As you're talking about it, it's so interesting because I think to myself, watching the dancer near the ocean and just the beauty of it and how then that beauty influences the ocean and vice versa. Would you think that that's probably true in light of his research?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. That's pretty fascinating. So how long did it take you to create the film, or to come up with the thesis and then to start developing it and create and actually making the film?
Well, can I just add one more thing about Dr. Emoto's research?
Absolutely.
The reason why his discovery was so important is because we as human beings are 70% water. And so this is really where this plays a big role in, you know, what kind of thought, emotions, and energetic environments we surround ourselves in. And it's also about creating a relationship with water and being really conscious of coming into contact with water, bringing water into your body.
It's really fascinating, and I remember when I saw the movie years ago that you just brought it back into my consciousness, and it's really fascinating.
Yeah. Dr. Emoto believed that water plays an important role in the personal and the collective transformation of our planet.
Yes, and it's so fascinating when I think about how much water there is on the planet.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I've heard, the various mathematical descriptions, but I don't think I can quite get my head around it, you know?
Yeah, it's, to me, it seems like there's a lot of water. But it's not infinite, though. So, yeah, it's...
I'm curious because in my thinking, you know, we die and everything goes back to kind of the giant pool of whatever we're made of, including water.
Yes.
So that probably means that all of us have a little piece of all sorts of water bodies in us, the ocean, the rivers and streams. Do you have feelings about that?
Yes. The infinite cycle of water is very fascinating in that it transforms from ice to liquid to precipitation, and it's just keeps going on over and over, and it's a reflection of our journey of life too. And that's what I find so inspiring, especially since processing the loss of my father, which is a big part of this film. Just remembering that water has this infinite cycle and that we are water has really helped to process everything and to remember that life just keeps going on.
I understand. And in fact, when my dad died and we had his ashes and we put it into the ocean, you know, every time I go to the ocean now, I think I see him. He's there, and that feels so good to have something to hang on to about the permanence of the human spirit, even though the physical transforms.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe, are you saying also that the physical transforms, but yet it's still here? Is that what you mean about with your dad? Or
yes, that's how I feel.
Is the film dedicated to your dad, or?
Yes, it is.
Aww.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. So I know it's going to show at the Contact Dance Festival next weekend.
Yes.
And where is that going to be happening?
It's going to be at the Body Box Dance Center.
Oh, great.
Yes. And the water crystal costume that I designed and created will be on exhibit during the festival.
Oh, that's
so I'm really excited about that. So back to your question, you're saying, how does Dr. Emoto's research translate into my film?
Yes.
It's through many different mediums. I created a story narrative and also created the costume as well as motion graphics and music composition to create a visual experience in order to bring Dr. Emoto's discovery to life.
It's amazing. Now, the film has its premiere at this film festival.
No, it's already screened in Portland.
It was. Okay, yeah. How did that go? What was it like watching it with an audience?
Oh my gosh, that was so exciting. It premiered at Boathouse Micro Cinemas. Premiere at Boathouse Micro Cinemas. This really wonderful film organization founded by local filmmakers Matt McCormick, Chris Freeman, dedicated to showing micro cinema. And their first screening was called Portland Unknowns, short films curated by Northwest Film Center's Ben Pop. Oh. And so my film was chosen as part of the program. Mm-hmm. And it was so exciting to see my film on the big screen. It was really a dream come true.
Now, being a, you know, an incredible person in fabric and in, you know, costume design and that type of stuff, do you see yourself moving into the filmmaking world now that you've made a film? Or what were you thinking, I want to be a filmmaker first? Or were you thinking, this is something I want to make and it would be a good film?
I never really thought I was going to make a film. Several things came into place that made the film happen. Working in the medium of film seemed to be a natural evolution for my work. Mm-hmm. Because I was creating these very sculptural costumes, it seemed like they needed to be expressed through movement and dance. And then when I started working with a dancer, I began by photographing them in the costumes. But then I thought, we really should be filming them in motion because that's really interesting. Right. And this was a few years ago, and around that time, my boyfriend started going to school for film and video. So after he graduated, we decided to make a film together. And we made Crystals of Transformation together. That was both our first films, and currently we're working on our second film because Crystals of Transformation is a trilogy. Mm-hmm. And so we're currently working on the second film called Future Cosmos Flow. It's about water again, but it's science fiction, mythology, and an ice god and goddess living on the planet Ceres.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun, and I'm collaborating again with Andrea Parson and Victor Yusoff, who is also a Princess Grace award-winning dancer.
That's incredible.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, so that is what is happening right now, and I received a Regional Arts and Culture Council project grant to partially fund the film. Mm-hmm. I'm raising an additional $12,000 to make Future Cosmos Flow come to life.
So how would people make a donation if they were so inclined?
Well, if they feel inspired to support this project, they can visit the Crystals of Transformation website.
Which is great, because then you can watch the preview and you can watch it before you maybe go see the film next weekend.
Exactly.
I'll put the address on the podcast when we put it up on Artslandia.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So are you going to use some of the same costumes, or are you going to make all new for the second film?
I am making new costumes for the second film. Yes.
How long was your shoot schedule for the first film, and what do you anticipate for the second?
The filming shoot for the first film, there were actually a few filming sessions because we started the film in 2014, and it was a very ambitious film shoot because none of us really knew about filming a movie. And so we had all this footage, but we needed to get more footage, so we filmed again in 2015. And so it just kind of varies on, you know, some of the scenes in Future Cosmos Flow is going to be outside. So there will be scenes during specific times of the season and then specific times of the year. And we'll also be filming in a studio too.
Wow, so that's going to be quite a big leap from the first film in terms of just the locations.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes. Have you started costume building already?
Yes, I have.
Wow. Mm-hmm. When are you going to begin shooting, do you think?
We are scheduled for the end of 2017 or beginning of 2018.
So do not miss the Contact Dance Festival at Body Vox, which is going to be in Portland next weekend. And I'll put the link so anybody who is interested in going, which I hope is everybody, will go get some tickets and go see the Crystals of Transformation film, which is Fuchsia Lin's film, and lots of other films from all around the world.
Yeah, there will be a great selection, diverse, really creative and inspiring. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be the only Portland filmmaker at the screening, so I would love to have people come and support my film.
Be there. Thank you so much for talking to me about your work. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. It's great to speak with you, Susanna. Thank you.
You're welcome.